It's Rutherford Issues with Brian Barrett on Rutherford County's Place to Talk, WGNS AM-FM.
93 degrees, sunny skies, lots of sunshine out there here on this Wednesday. Of course, we've got the kickoff of high school football coming up. School is in session, so a lot of folks are out and about. And we're going to kind of tie all of this conversation in together. Dave Gober had his hand in this, so you can imagine the mess that it is that we're talking about here today. I can say that because I know him, and Bobby Joe Brewster knows him as well, don't you?
Yes, I do.
He talked to me about this Don't Text and Drive campaign that you were working on with Shauna Mason, who I believe the two of you are teamed together at
Yes, we're the Keller. Turnkey team at Keller Williams.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
She's my partner.
And it's a really neat concept, and he's helping out with that too, I believe. And I just thought I'd have you on and a chance to talk, and then somehow you came with an armed officer of the law with you today.
Yes, I did.
SRO David Krim is here and from Oakland High School, so we're going to kind of get into some talk about texting. Mm-hmm. This is really interesting to me, and I'll tell you why. My son is 12. He thinks that he is deprived that he doesn't have a cell phone. You know, and I don't know. I didn't have one when I was that young, but I don't think they had cell phones when I was that young either. But, you know, whatever the case. But texting is the big thing. And mm-hmm. It's almost like they grow up with this texting, and then it's an addiction almost,
yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah, and most kids just really don't think there's a problem with it. They think they're, you know, fairly good drivers. They can text and drive. It doesn't affect their driving. We hear all kinds of stories from kids, and they just really don't think there's a problem with it.
Just any type of driving when you're not paying attention to the road seems pretty dangerous to me. Would that be right, Officer Grimm?
Absolutely. Getting your attention distracted is a serious issue. And I have to tell you that after 13 years as an officer, 8 of them being an SRO, I've had the misfortune of burying, I think, 6 high school students, none of which was involved in a drunk driving incident. It was involved with speed and distracted driving. And that is an experience that for every parent, it's a horror story. And it will all stay in my mind. Every single one of those children will stay in my mind forever. And that our objective is to raise awareness on these young people who get out in traffic after they get their license and continue their texting activities.
You and I probably remember what it was like when we got the keys for the first time, you know, and probably drove. We might not want to drive that way today, but you know, kids, I understand kids will be kids, but it seems like there's a lot more out there to take our attention off of driving, whether it be talking on the cell phone or texting on the phone or any number of things, iPods, and the list goes on.
Yes, I think everybody who has a driver's license has had the experience of either sitting next to someone in traffic and watching them text at a stoplight or nearly being run off the road by one of them. And it is frustrating to see these people continue their activities on mm-hmm. their phones in traffic.
When you talk about the horrors for every death and fatal accident, there, you know, there have to be that many more that where there are serious injuries and, you know, just the property damage alone from this. I mean,
absolutely,
it's just amazing.
A significant number of accidents. I believe it's something in around 20% of the accidents taking place now are as a result of distracted driving and cell phone activity.
Now, is this a kind of the this generation's driving under the influence or distracted driving, I guess, the texting and things of that nature?
I believe that from what I've read of statistics, it's a significant percentage, but overall I think it's there's people of all ages doing it.
Oh, yeah.
And what I've seen personally in traffic here in Murfreesboro is that, you know, I see people in their 40s, 50s, and 60s texting.
So as an SRO, when you talk to young people about distracted driving and texting while driving, do they seem to get it, or is it one of those things where they don't really see it as a problem?
They seem to get it when I'm telling them, Nevertheless, when I'm out, I'll see them texting. I'm not necessarily those children, but I'll see other young people texting. So I don't know if they're really listening, or I think young people have a tendency to feel they're 10 feet tall and bulletproof, and it isn't going to happen to them. And the, mm-hmm. the sad reality is that the funerals that I've attended, it does happen to them, in fact.
I have been out when Gary Johnson was... And I think I heard he retired.
Yes, he did.
Yeah.
Yes.
When he was the driver's ed teacher out there and Mr. Cates and all.
Yes.
They had set up these courses in the summertime with State Farm Insurance, and where you could put these goggles on and drive through obstacle course and see what it's like for distracted driving, but or in drunk driving as well. But it only takes a split second to take your eyes off the road and overcorrection, and you could be on the top.
Yes, yeah, so one of my favorite classes to teach for driver's ed, and I used to work with Ben Cates and Gary Johnson and Bob Woodard. We were out there teaching years ago. And we used to do a distracted driving with the fatal vision goggles and using golf carts.
That's maybe what I was thinking
of. Really
a good
eye-opener for the kids.
Now, did you do that in the big parking lot in front of the gym? I think I remember coming to one of those.
I've done
things.
It there and at Laverne High School, both. We did it out in the parking lot near the gym, yes.
Yeah.
And this would go back 13 years on those for me.
Wow.
Yeah.
That long, huh?
Yeah. Yes.
Now, were you at Oakland before you became an SRO?
I became an SRO in 1998, and I was there from 1998 to 2001, and I've returned this fall after being gone for 10 years, and it's my very much pleasure to be home again.
Well,
Oakland.
you still had to sneak around and wear the blue, I guess.
That's right.
Then. We're talking to SRO David Krim from Oakland High School and Bobby Joe Brewster, who is here with us. And I want to talk a little bit about this Don't Text and Drive campaign. You gave me your card that also had this thing that looks like maybe... one of those bracelets that my dog could wear, but I think you wear it on your thumb, right?
Yes, you do. You wear it on your thumb just because, you know, it will remind you when you're driving, you go to text and it's there. And plus it's a novelty. We kind of thought kids would maybe like to wear them. You know, the bracelets were very popular. And so that's kind of why we went with it. It glows in the dark, you know, just trying to kind of appeal to the kids to get them to wear them. And yeah, it's just supposed to remind you to don't text and drive.
Now, if I can't remember which talk show host it was, nationally syndicated, it may have been Oprah Winfrey, but
she did.
Okay, mm-hmm. So she had kind of a don't text and drive pledge. Is that similar mm-hmm. to what you're trying to do here on the local level?
Yeah, kind of. She actually had like a contract that kids would sign, and we've thought about doing something like that as well, but we haven't kind of gotten there yet. Really, right now, we just kind of participate in community events and booths, like we did Night Out Against Crime in Smyrna, and we got a booth, and we just passed them out, you know, just trying to get them out to everybody. And but yeah, she did a show on it, you know, and talked about statistics, and then these kids signed these contracts just saying they weren't going to text to drive.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, it is a very interesting concept. I think this, more than a contract, will be a definite reminder, because I see where you're wearing yours, you know,
mm-hmm.
and it's...
It does remind you, yeah.
Does it really?
Because, I mean, I make a point, and I even try to pull over if I have a call, just because... You know, I get distracted easily, and it, you know, and when you're trying to have a conversation, they might be asking for something or asking you to take a number. So it's just easier to pull over, you know, especially as a realtor, you're always working on something. So it's best really to just pull over when you're doing any kind of talking or texting or, you know, but it does remind you, you know, when you see it, don't text and drive.
The thing with texting, and Officer Krim, maybe you can help me kind of understand this. The thing with texting is you're looking down, you're watching a screen, you're watching your fingers as you type. When you talk on the phone, you can at least watch the road while you're talking, but that's still distracted driving. You're doing something else while you're driving.
It is, in fact. You know, and it's much the same when we give a field sobriety task to a subject that we suspect of drunk driving. We divide their attention. And it's the same sort of attention division that takes place when you're on the road.
So is that why they
can't keep up with two things at once?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that's why you touch your nose and count, or stand on one leg, or something. You know, that's
that's the idea behind it.
You're doing a couple of
two things at once. Yeah. Multitasking in your brain.
Yeah. Right? And if you're tired. I mean, you can add all kinds of factors. I mean, I used to have to drive to Nashville every morning about 4 o'clock, you know, and I always said those rumble strips were my friend on the way. But, you know, it's dangerous to be, you know, driving while you're sleepy too.
Yes, and that's something every officer that works at night, that's one of the things you encounter later on in the evening, is people who are been up all night for one reason or another.
Yeah.
Having difficulty driving just because they're tired.
Trying to get this through to kids, Bobby Joe, why did you and Shauna decide this is what you wanted to do? I mean, you could have done a million other things, brought attention to a million other activities. Why this?
Well, we actually saw an episode of Extreme Home Makeover, and the family had lost their daughter to texting and driving, and it just was a heartbreaking show. And after watching it, we kind of wanted to get involved, and they had ways you could try to get involved in their campaign, but they weren't really large scale for what we, you know, our area. So we just kind of decided to do it on our own. And so we actually got a sponsor. Dave was our first sponsor. And then we just took our own money and we got the first 1,000 and just started trying to get them out to the community and at open houses or at community events, booths and things. And then we actually since then have gone to more businesses and tried to get more sponsors so that we can, you know, try to make it a larger scale thing.
Now, you've been at several community events through the summer, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Well, and with high school football season coming up, that seems to be the place to be on a Friday night around Rutherford County, especially at the home games. And I know you all are going to try to hit some of those as well.
Yes, we are.
Do you have I mean, you have the card, have it on the card. I'm sure there's going to be a little message there as long as you can keep their attention.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, that's kind of our plan, is to go to some of the school games. We're hoping to get involved with some of the schools, and maybe with parent-teacher conferences or nights, you know, when the parents come. Because, you know, we want to reach the parents as well, because, you know, they need to be involved, you know, in teaching their kids as well, that it's, you know, not to text and drive.
How soon do you start with this? Kids get hammered with don't do this, don't do that. You know, I haven't, like I said, I have a 12-year-old son and a soon-to-be 9-year-old daughter, and that seems to be the only thing that I do, Officer Krim, is say don't do this and don't do that. But is it ever too soon, you know, to really show them the responsibility and set an example as a parent, too, not to do it, I guess?
I think definitely the example setting is important, but I'd certainly during the driver education process, I think, would be the most important time that you start really driving home that message and what the consequence is, because you can wind up with serious consequences for yourself and your parents. If you have an accident, your parents could be liable for all kinds of medical bills, and it's important for the parents to understand that they, in fact, would be, you know, liable for things that could be sued by insurance companies and so forth if their child was proven, their licensed driver child was proven to be responsible for the accident.
Well, I can tell you for at least in my kids will remind me, if I actually put the car in reverse or in drive from where we are and I have not buckled my seatbelt yet, I'm quickly reminded. So we tried to, as young parents, ingrain that into our kids to always buckle up. Well, now they don't want to even move without that. So if you can do that same lead by example with, you know, just put your phone away when you're driving.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to also talk to you about the fact that kids, when they are in those vehicles, do they understand that they're driving around, you know, tons of steel here, you know, or whatever, and these are dangerous objects. I don't get that sometimes.
Well, unfortunately, my experience with kids is a lot of them don't understand until they've wrecked, and hopefully it will be a minor one that doesn't have any injuries. But once they wreck, they certainly understand what they're driving around in, and unfortunately, all too many of them end in serious situations.
Yeah. What do you say about projects like this? I mean, I know from an officer's perspective, from seeing these young kids, what do you feel like about this project?
I think it's a great initiative, both as an officer and a driver. It's funny, I very seldom see someone texting when I'm in my marked patrol car, but when in my personal vehicle driving around town, I do see it.
Now, isn't there a law that you can be ticketed for texting while driving?
You can be ticketed. Yes.
Yeah.
Correct.
But you don't seem to see those when
it's
there's
strange.
A car.
Yeah, it's highly strange.
I've actually, we've gone door to door knocking, you know, and passed these out as well. And we actually encountered a guy who said, oh, I just got a ticket for this today for texting and driving. I text all the time. Mm. And he kind of thought, he just kind of laughed it off. But, you know, obviously, I don't think he learned his lesson because, you know, he said, I need to wear one of these. I just got a ticket for this today. I text all the time. It's kind of, it's sad.
Well, I'm kind of all for it. You know, maybe parents need these as much as the kids, too, now.
I believe that 100%.
Yes, I do, too. Yep. There were, I can't even tell you how many parents that were at our booth at Night Out Against Crime that said, oh, I text all the time. I know I should be better. You know, I tell my kids not to do it, but I do it all the time. Mm.
So. Well, it's a great message, and what we're going to do is during our Friday night football games, you may be at the game where we're broadcasting, you may be at another high school event this fall, and what we'd like to offer you is the opportunity to at least mention that you're there and that you're handing them out and the importance of, you know, don't text and drive. And I think there are some plans maybe to be at Oakland this week, or you'll be around at the high school games. You'll catch every school, I would imagine.
And we do have a Facebook page, too. It's Thumbband Realtors. You know, they can go to Facebook and type in the address Thumbband Realtors and like us. And we always post, you know, places we're going to be, where we're going to be handing them out. And if anybody wants one, you know, they can always send us a message. We can get it to them.
That's Thumbband Realtors?
Yep. Thumbband Realtors.
You're going to have to change your name from the Turnkey Team.
I know, to Thumbband Realtors. Yeah.
You know, I know I asked you about this a minute ago, but it, you know, realtors. I can see, you know, maybe insurance, but why realtors? And it just it's a very nice story that you saw something and you
we're
wanted to do something.
We're on the road all the time.
Yeah. So I guess that's true.
You know, and we see it all the time, and we both have young children. That was kind of part of it, you know, when we saw that show. And you know, I've almost been ran off the road before, you know, by someone texting. And I just think, I have two very small children in my car, you know, I don't think they think of the consequences.
Soon to be three, I think.
Soon to be four.
Soon to be four. Is that right? Wow.
Yes.
Well, congratulations to you.
Thank you.
Well, good luck with everything this fall. If we can help spread the word, we'd be glad to do so.
Thank you.
And
I appreciate it.
Thanks for coming by here today. I think it's a very important message. Hopefully, parents will take this seriously and set the example and really talk to kids, especially as they embark on that first drive out the driveway, to put the phone down.
Yes. Put the phone in the trunk. Or something.
There you
like
go.
That.
Yeah. It's so tempting, isn't it?
Because, yeah, if it's not there, you can't get it, then, you know, the trunk's the best place, I think, for it.
Well, I'm glad that Oakland High School is in good hands. David, thanks for coming in today. And we appreciate it. If we can ever do anything
That's
to help, let
pleasure.
Us know. All right. Our guest today, Bobby Joe Brewster with Turnkey Team at Keller Williams office here in town, and SRO David Krim at Oakland High School, talking about the Don't Text and Drive campaign. Again, you'll be able to see them at some of the high school games, and when they're handing out the thumb bands, you will you'll want one. I can tell you, I'm not giving mine up. I know that there will be a passel of them at home that will want them, but you're not getting mine. All right, we'll take a break, come back, and wrap it up in a second.